Did yeah, probably you... just die.
He died the way he wanted to die.
I'm gonna say you make this jump, you fail, you barely miss it. Your foot barely like just kind of slips onto the wooden plank, and then you slip down, falling. You manage to maneuver yourself, take 1d10 falling damage, and then another d10 because a spike grazes you against your back.
Ouchie!
So 2d10 of damage. Yeah. But you managed to avoid getting impaled.
That's a good 12. Just a little scratched up.
Just a little scratched up, yeah. Also,
I'm all right, everyone.
I'm going to say the exact same thing happened to Inferno, too. So take another 2d10 of damage for them.
Understood. Inferno takes 11.
So you're a bit scratched up, but you are alive at the bottom of this pit.
Are the spikes, like, navigable? Like, can you walk between them when you're at the bottom?
I'm going to say, yeah, you have to, like, walk sideways.
Okay.
Like, you can't just, like, chest first walk through them, but you can kind of, like, wiggle in between them.
And how high are the walls?
You are in a 20-foot pit.
Okay. Cobb will say, well, if you all figure out how to get across, then we can work on getting me up.
We walk along the planks to get to the other side.
Do you do that?
Sure. I'll give it a try, at least.
Cool. Marnie walks across the plank. As you step a foot onto the plank, the entire plank spring launches you into the ceiling. You smack against the ceiling and fall back down. Please take 2d10 of falling damage.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
If only we could
15
fill
more
with
damage.
Water.
Wait. Across. So the pit is 20 feet deep and how many feet long? It looks like it's
14 feet.
14 feet long. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out, gamers. Senta Scorch is 9 feet long. If we can get Kabu and Senta Scorch to the top, Kabu and Senta Scorch can like link together and make a bridge and everyone can walk over them and then just pull Senta Scorch holding Kabu to the other side. How's that sound? Kabu says all of this from the bottom of the pit.
So we need to get you out of the pit first?
Ideally, yes.
Can I try? I don't really know if Dreadnought can fill
more rocks.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think he can fill the pool, but maybe we can give you like a little stairway to heaven out of there.
Give Kabu a stairway, but then we could also make like little towers, like stepping stones and like hop, hop, hop across, but closer together. So that way it's like not as difficult.
Mm-hmm,
at this rate, I'm open to try anything.
Okay.
Sure. Do you do
get
that?
Get him out of the pit first, I'd say.
Yeah. Which side are you doing this rock thing on? Like closer to y'all, closer to... How are we doing?
What side is he closest to? Because I knew he fell.
I'm going
to
say he's in the middle. So he's at... What is that exact? He's on D6 because he tried to make a jump towards it.
Well, they'll be closer to us just to, like, get him back to us.
Yeah. Chompers just kind of vomits more rocks. And it's just kind of over the edge. Kabu, there is a stairwell for you. It's
perfect.
A little wet.
Reasonable. Maybe not perfect, but acceptable. Inferno and Kabu will ascend to rejoin with the party.
Where is Marnie? Did she get just launched back down onto, like, the starting platform?
Yeah. Okay. You were at E9. We're just say you landed at E10. You're just kind of there. Cool. Yeah, Kabu, you are back up out of the spike pit.
Wait, we could make another stairwell that goes up to the other side and just go down and then up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Chompers is down. Does he have the stomach capacity to vomit that many rocks? Can
he
like
have the PP for the move?
Yeah,
I have 10, so I'll say I've used it twice now.
Don't forget about Senta Scorch Bridge. It is an option.
We
could just walk down and then up some stairs.
Yeah, I think about Senta Scorch Bridge daily.
Yeah, as you should.
Throw that on another mug.
Yeah. Oh my god, make the Ark of Ludon, but it's just Senta Scorch.
It's just
But yeah, if Chompers like has the rock capacity to do that, like he's down, he's vibing.
Cool, yeah. I won't make you roll for it. I'll just say you do it. Like everyone descends down into the pit, and then Chompers just makes like another little stairwell to heaven on the other side.
He's such a good boy.
He's a good boy.
Nicely done, Chompers.
He takes thanks and head pats. So
Kabu will head pat or via placing the towel over his hand because he doesn't want turtle slime, but he still wants to express affection.
Yeah, Choppers is very appreciative of Nessa's pat, and then he looks kind of at Kabu being like, what the fuck, you don't want to touch me, man? yeah, y'all are on the other side. What do you do? How you do it?
Oh, wait, do we need a key? Shit.
Oh.
We didn't think about that, did we?
Huh.
Here, Kiki. Smart? Kiki. It's hard to say kitty, like Kiki, but y'all know what I'm saying.
Here, you all get it.
Yeah, I got the vibes.
You know the vibes. Yeah, you know the vibes. Yeah,
You've seen it.
Understandable.
Well, is the door smashable?
The door is like solid steel.
Smash or pass. Steel door. okay.
You want to try it?
Smash.
Kabu will not try it. He's not burly enough for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to find this key.
It's true.
Is there anything sparkly shiny in the net that we freed Centiscorch from?
Make an investigation check.
And be investigating. 11.
Yeah, you look at the net, you see that the joints of like where the ropes had intercepted were like solid stone, but the actual pieces of ropes was just rope, so Kabu was able to chew through it and make a hole no problem. But you find nothing else in the net.
This is a peculiar predicament. Has anyone else seen a key? Perhaps it's under one of these springy boards.
They're like little jests.
I'm not stepping on another springy board.
You know who's very malleable? It could probably take the hit. Turnover.
True. Although turnover is very impale-shaped, however. Prone to being impaled.
Not with iron defense, though.
True!
What if I harden turnover's body and then place turnover on each of the platforms?
You just roll.
Do you do
across.
That?
Just slowly, like you're just the little robot that can set in to disarm the mines.
Turnover, would you be down to like check these springboards? It's just like when we herd sheep. It's so similar.
Are we doing this? Is this what we're doing?
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
Okay. So turnover kind of like clenches its body real quick, and you can see it gets like a shine to its whole body using iron defense. You place turnover on one of the wooden planks. Which one?
Where are we located currently? Remind me.
You are.
Because we're not at the beginning. Like we're in like the middle.
All of you are on the other side. Yeah. Y'all are at.
We're at the exit.
Row two. I'm gonna say yeah.
Yeah.
We're at the exit. So. Mm-hmm. I guess we'll start making our way down A.
Just
one at a time.
So as you place turnover on that plank, turnover gets launched into the ceiling, smacks against the ceiling, and then falls back down super hard. Make a strength check. Okay. Or strength? Make a constitution check for turnover.
Even better. Surprisingly not that great. That is a 10.
Okay, yeah, turnover still takes 1d10 of falling damage.
Do I get any bonus on that roll from being an iron defense?
You've taken half of what you should have.
Oh, excellent.
It was supposed to be a 2d10, yeah. But also, because you've fallen down with such fervor, because you are such solid rock iron, you completely destroy the wooden plank, and you see the spring underneath it.
Nice.
Any keys in there?
So I took 2 damage. Yeah, investigation.
Nice. Just gotta do that with 13 more boards.
Someone check the keys. I mean, listen, it was a solution, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, you see nothing.
All right.
Well, turnover, I guess we'll do the next one. Here we go.
So you're going on the opposite side now?
Sure. It doesn't matter.
Can Kabu
check all of them?
Dangle his head under where the smash board was to see if any of the boards in the left row have anything.
Oh, it's two boards. Like, it's just one long board.
Oh, I was picturing
so you've
segments.
Destroyed the entire, like, A board.
Oh, crap.
Oh.
Okay, yeah, just do the other one then. Yeah, easy.
Yeah, fuck it. We ball. Let's go.
Yeah, do that again. Make the, what did I have you roll? Constitution?
Constitution. Yeah.
Roll that again.
Oh, that was better. 15?
Yeah, you turnover flies up, hits the ceiling, and then throws it on the ground, destroying the entire board again. taking 1d10 of damage.
Excellent.
Way to go, turnover. Way to really be out there.
And that time took 9 damage, but that's okay. It's for the cause. I'm at 136. It's all good.
Do we see any keys in the debris?
Does anyone see a key? Anybody? Yeah, you
tell me
a key?
If you see a key in the debris.
I don't have a nose, so it's really hard to tell.
This is a dice game.
No. Wow.
If only there was one of our intelligent people that could do a proper investigation.
Kabu just says, oh, I'm just so old. These weary old eyes.
I don't have a nose. I can't see anything.
If you're implying that I'm smart, I'm not.
Okay, so just to get our facts straight again, we walked into the room.
Mm-hmm.
There was a net. It
yes.
had Inferno and his little Pokeball suspended in the net. There's nothing
Correct.
Else in the net before it...
Nope, you've investigated the net. There was nothing else in the net.
Can Kabu check the Pokeball? Make sure there's no key in there?
Yeah. I won't make you roll for it. You check it and there's no key in there.
Okay, good.
Okay. Just I was like, hey, there's a key right there. It's like, cool. Glad we destroyed those platforms. Like, let's go, gang.
Just checking.
Okay, so I have liquidation, but I don't know if that would be like, if I'd be able to fill the pool with it, because like, I don't know, maybe the key's in the pit of spikes?
I mean, we still haven't investigated the destroyed part of the bridge that I just destroyed.
Oh.
Yeah, we just need someone to do that, and I've just been doing a lot, so I was being like,
okay,
yeah.
And I'm also
so
really stupid.
Okay. Nessa's feeling pretty good. She just wants to go see if Sonia's okay. You know, it's supposed to be a big day for her, and then all this stuff happens. So she'll roll. She gets a 5 plus 1, so that's a 6.
Oh my god.
Nice.
Hell yeah. So just to be clear, you're just nice. Investigating like the underside of this where this plank was?
Yeah.
Or you're, you do not find a key there.
Cool beans.
Hey, B, do you have any ideas?
I would like to point out that no one has investigated the entire room yet.
I'd like to investigate the entire room.
Yeah, let's roll for that.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna save the day.
We've been too
I'm
focused
so
on info.
Don't worry,
that
guys.
On I just can't believe that Grace thought of that all by themselves.
Yeah, no, I
with no
I'm
other
actually really smart, guys.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
I rolled a 13, so... Basically, I found the key. Right?
Yeah.
You rolled a 13?
Yeah, I rolled
you,
a 13.
You search with your eyes, and you also search your memory, right? You went down to this pit. You kind of, like, looked around and saw everything. You're back up. You're looking around the room, and you have no fucking idea where a key is.
Well,
maybe the key was the friends we made along the way.
What friends, Bede? What friends?
So
you want to try to
Nessa.
Put your friendship up to the door and see if that opens it?
Yes, I would like to do that, Squids. I would.
Cool. Yeah, you walk up to the door. Make an investigation check on the door.
11.
Yeah, that shit's unlocked.
Oh my god.
I figured. I'm not going to lie to you. I kind of did figure. But everyone was making such a fuss about
it. Yeah. No, totally.
Already, I just forgot. You know?
I'm glad you knew the whole time.
No, I knew the whole time. Bede's like, just going to be like, guys are idiots, and just open the door and leave.
Gym leaders versus one unlocked door. Who Galar's finest.
The key was the friendship we made along the way.
True. It always is.
So we going through the door. Who's walking in? What are we doing?
I went in. As soon as I walked up to the door, I just left.
Yeah, as you walk in, you see a very tiny room, not very well decorated. There's only 2 objects in this room. Where the seat is on the grid, you see a Cramorant. He seems to be choking on some kind of electric mouse creature. And there is a
Pico!
And there is a table with a butcher knife on it.
Oh, no! Oh, no. I'm playing a character. This is fine.
Are we cooking Cramorant for Christmas?
Guys, I'm playing a character.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Guys, don't worry about me. This is a character, okay? Does it appear, maybe Kabu can make a roll if necessary, if like the Cramorant is in a like joyful Cramorant state, or if it is choking, or if it is struggling or something?
Yeah, make a perception check.
Got it. Kabu rolls a 9. 10. A 10.
Yeah, you can kind of gather that, like, he's not in distress, but he's having a little difficulty with his food.
Mm.
Like it's fighting him back a little bit.
Okay.
Mm. Oh my, Pico!
As you say this, the electric rodent that is in Kramerite's mouth kind of like wiggles a little bit more trying to get out.
Seems like we've found a friend.
A performance check to like cheer Pico out of the Cramorant's mouth.
Sure. Are you using your passive for it or just a
what's my passive?
Performance.
Bonus action. Oh, the creature gains one die to use the ability on
chest. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. I'm just going to have this be an opposed strength check. I'll have you roll.
For Pico?
Yeah, and it's going to be a strength check.
And the passive is that it gains one die.
Mm-hmm.
What size die?
A d12.
Okay.
That's actually really fucking powerful.
Strength plus a d12. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a nat 20.
Oh.
Okay.
And an 8 on my d12.
Yeah, Cramorant, how do I want to do this? Cramorant's entire body lights up like a Christmas tree as an electric shock comes from Morpeko.
No.
And then Morpeko just kind of, as Cramorant falls to the ground unconscious, Morpeko just kind of wiggles his way out of the mouth.
Jesus. Can I run towards Morpeko?
Yeah. And he runs back to you, like arms open, sobbing.
Kabu will clap his hands together and say, "All right. Puzzle solved. On to the next room," and he'll try and open the door.
It just unlocked. It just opens.
Oh, it just is open.
Yeah, there was okay. There's no key.
Kabu was confident, but Rich was not. I was like, this isn't gonna work. So.
Good role playing.
Okay.
Yeah. The last room.
Kabu imagines like, you know, there was never a doubt in the world that the door was unlocked. He does turn around for a second and wonders. We didn't do anything with the knives. Do you think we should pilfer one? Should we have them on us just in case?
Take a knife just in case we need them.
I mean,
how many knives are there?
Right.
I'm going to say they're three, and they're like cooking knives. So they're like these big, long, like there's one for carving. There's one that's just like a regular cutting knife.
Should
like,
all
these aren't
the
like dining
adults?
Knives. They are cooking knives. Yeah.
Should all of the adults just take a knife?
I think
for
all
good
of the,
measure.
I think all of the Pokemon should take a knife. Actually,
even better.
Centiscorch would gladly take a knife.
Yeah, I think Hatterene would take a knife.
Dude, Hatterene does have that one big hand. For
yeah.
Yeah.
It's
wielding
like
a knife.
And then it's between. Then Dreadnought can go Zacian style or Morpeko.
Yeah. No, exactly. Yeah. I can have my crown form.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Great. Our Pokemon are armed and dangerous.
Yeah.
Because they weren't already dangerous.
No, not at all. Now they have typeless piercing damage or slashing.
Yeah, I've got a little thing that I'm working on for that.
Yeah, Chompers will put a knife in his mouth. Fuck it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Okay, yeah. Ignore the cost, but you now have an extra knife attack.
Yeah.
That's 1d3 slashing damage.
Yeah. Let's fucking go.
Cool. Yeah, the door unlocked. Do you make your way?
Yeah, I will kind of wait for everyone else to catch up, and I guess if Kabu's feeling confident, he'll go in first. Yeah.
Yeah.
He is
as
a little
you open
like,
the door,
bruised for the record, though. I think I left off at 15 HP, I think.
Oh jeez, yeah.
Yeah, you kinda got messed up.
Yeah.
I like to think that you're like actively bleeding, but you're just walking yeah. along like everything's fine.
That's valid, yeah.
Yeah, as you open the door, you see that it is not another room, but it is a winding staircase.
Oh.
Mm. Nessa takes off her heels. She's not about to do that in heels.
Beat also takes off his heels.
Slay queen.
Hell yeah.
You're so small.
Kabu takes off all of Centiscorch's heels.
All 1,000 of them.
Yeah. Dress for the occasion.
Yeah.
He had like the little Barbie shoes on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barney's wearing combat boots. She's good.
Yeah.
She's ready for combat.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. So as the party makes their way up the staircase, they see that it did not lead to another door, but it leads to a hatch in the ceiling. Who is opening this hatch?
I'll go first. I'll open the hatch.
Make a good old-fashioned strength check.
Two.
Okay, oh, no. Yeah. As Nessa tries to turn the lever and push this hatch open, she does not have the strength to do it.
All right, like a good rivalry that is one-sided, Milo will not try to open. With a strength check, you got a 18.
An 18, yeah, that'll do it. You just like kind of like barely, like with your hand, just kind of like lift it, and it just kind of like gently lifts. Like you don't understand where the struggle was at all.
Yeah, she's pissed. She's so pissed. She just sneers at Milo.
As you open this hatch, you are met with a very strong wintry wind as you peek your head out. Make a perception check. Yeah, perception. That'd be
Who's doing it?
Try to find out where the fuck you are.
I crit that.
Yeah, you know exactly where you are, like latitude, longitude, and even like respective, like how far you are from the sea level. You are you understand you are on top of the mountain. You're on the path to the peak. As you look to your left, the mountain, that's the trail downwards to the base of the mountain to get out of there. And if you look to the right, you can see the glow of the shrine and where the party was.
What time of day is it?
Dead of night.
Nessa is freezing. She is so cold.
Yeah, none of you have jackets or are ready for this wintry weather.
Not very cash money of whoever did this to us.
They didn't even have the decency to get our coat check tags.
Right. Not that I came with a coat, but, you know.
You guys going anywhere? You going, what's going on?
I'd be curious about revisiting the Crown Shrine place, party hall, but also a little hesitant because there was a crime committed there. So maybe cautiously is our best angle to go up, or do we want to descend the path to the peak, the path away from the peak?
Okay, so we don't have any phones to call the police or anything. So if we do want to investigate what happened, it's got to be us.
Well, sounds good. Who's the sneakiest among us?
Not I.
Yeah, I'm a big goof that can't smell, so like I'm definitely not the guy.
I could do a backflip. Slightly.
Not too
slightly sneaky.
Yeah, not too child endangerment here, but I think the children are the sneakiest, perhaps.
Oh, lead I have way, the highest kid. Stealth. Or stealth I'm proficient in.
Lead the way, children.
Yes, okay. Victory.
Classic Pokemon, right?
Exactly. We'll save the day.
Oi!
So you're headed up Oy. To the shrine?
Stealthy.
Yeah. Carefully okay. And quietly.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing Marnie is leading the way. Marnie, yeah. Make a perception check.
Perception. Not as good at that. 12.
12. That is enough that as you come over the hill, you see what looks like to be debris from a fight. You see shards of ice laying all over the ground, and there's like some mystic, spooky, I want to say artifacts, but that's not, I don't know, like particle effects in a video game. I don't know what you would actually call that. Just kind of hanging around the air. And as you come over the hill, you see laying on the ground a tiny little goat creature with small arms and legs and a giant bulbous green head laying on the ground, beaten and bloodied.
For namesake.
The king of bountiful harvests has been usurped. No, he wouldn't say that. not
I
the little
my
guy.
Knees and cry.
Yeah.
Can I go, like, pick him up and try to, like, hold him?
Yeah. What kind of check do I want for that?
I don't feel so good, Mr. Marnie.
Yeah, as you pick him up, he kind of, with pain, opens his eyes. And you can see the eyes begin to glow faintly blue. Everyone make an intelligence check.
Ooh.
Let's go, I'm stupid.
And their Pokemon or just the people?
Rude.
Just the people.
Oh, I'm negative.
Six.
31, let's go, yeah, dude.
Kabu got a 4.
Dumb as bricks. High five.
19.
12.
The kids really are carrying.
They are.
God damn it. The kids
are wait. What was Milo and Nessa?
31.
31.
I got a 5.
Okay. Milo, as you walk up and you lock eyes with Calyrex, your eyes also begin to glow and your mind goes blank. What everyone else sees is that Milo begins to float into the sky and his limbs snap to his side.
Oh god.
Oh my god. I'm just peeing all over again. This is so sick. This is what I wanted, actually.
As this happens, Milo begins to speak. Calyrex says, "Young trainers, I can sense the strength in your hearts. There is other forces from another world attempting to enter ours. Please, you must stop it." And with that, Calyrex gives his dying breath. Milo gently floats back to the ground, and out of Calyrex's chest blooms a beautiful blue rose. And as this rose sits for a moment, it shatters, and then you feel a kind of a very warm, say bountiful energy encapsulate all of you, and all of you get a full heal.
Oh, thank God. Thank you, Calyrex.
All HP and PP have been restored.
I can't believe we just watched the king die in front of us.
Who did this?
No, that's so sad. Who's going to usher in the bountiful harvests? What was that little dance he did? What was that called?
I know what you're talking
about. Just kind of reminisce on Calyrex for a little bit. He had a signature dance. It might be very respectful if one of us performed his
his little jig, his joyous little
right
jig.
Right now is the time for dancing.
He would. Yes. It's what he would want.
Like very strongly.
I will honor my leash and do the celebratory Calyrex dance.
He did tell us to stop the evil. That is true.
That's true.
I think we could dance in his honor after we stop the evil. How's
you
that?
Are so
but
right.
What if the dance? What if the dance stops the evil?
Well, you need to find the evil first.
Also,
it was so funny when he said young trainers. I was like, but Kavu's like 80.
Listen, okay.
I mean, in comparison to Calyrex, he's so young.
Is Nessa saying that or is Kira saying that?
I swear, like,
he's a little sassy.
Yeah.
I thought Kavu was like 40.
Yeah, he's not that old. He's just salt and pepper.
Yeah.
It's not all salt. He's got some pepper. Great. Okay. Well. Now that we've discussed the Calyrex dance and how old Kabu is, maybe we can finally confront this great evil.
Do we all have our Pokemon out with us?
Since Inferno is here.
Yeah, I'll send Tatarina out.
He goes out.
Yep, everybody's out.
Cool. Who opens the door?
I nominate Milo.
I nominate a child because Calyrex said young children.
Yeah, the young children have to do it.
All right, you heard him.
Boy, I'll do it.
Wait, is it double doors? Can we do it at the same time?
It is double doors.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, dramatic double door open. Yes.
Do they open in or out? I guess we'll find out.
They open in.
Okay.
You would remember this from being
Can
at
I
the party.
It?
True.
Can I kick it with my big combat boot?
Yeah, go for it. Hell, I'm not gonna make y'all do any rolls. It's just gonna happen.
I'm just gonna open the door. I'm not doing all that.
Yeah.
I stomp the door open and yell,
as one door just flies open as being kicked in, and the other one is just kind of gently pushed open. You enter and you see a horrible sight. You see that a large pentagram drawn on the floor, and each of the star's arms, there lays a unconscious body of one of your friends, Leon, Sonia, Gears, Alistair, and B. Are all laying unconscious. They don't look dead, but they are each within one of the stars, or one of the arms of the star. And standing over their bodies is a large knight in black armor.
Whoa.
Nessa absolutely screeches. She's losing it. Her best friend is on the ground next to the love of her life. She doesn't know if they're dead or alive. And she just runs over. She's feeling flighty today.
Kabu sees this as a bad idea and might try and intervene if there are roles involved. If I may add flavor, I don't know if there will be roles involved.
You want to do like an opposing strength check?
I want Senta Scorch to power whip Nessa back to safety.
Oh, like a hook?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do opposed. What is power whip based off of? Dex?
It's not listed, but I would imagine it's strength or dex.
Yeah, let's do opposed dexterity checks sent to Scorch against Nessa.
Okay.
Nessa got a 12.
Sent to Scorch got a 15.
Yeah, sent to Scorch. How do you power whip with sent to Scorch?
And maybe he just like elongates just kind of his pier? Body.
Yeah.
Like, whoop or something.
Very much like Santa Scorch Bridge. around Nessa.
Yeah, you just kind of like lasso like an Indiana Jones style. Like you whip him up in the air a little bit and then throw Santa Scorch as he holds onto your arm. And then Santa Scorch grabs Nessa with his tiny little legs and then is able to yoink her back a little bit.
Perfect. Kabu Tia will
is crying.
Yeah. Kabu will look at Nessa and apologize, but also do like this gesture with the one finger in front of his mouth. Because
so you finally made it.
Oh no.
I've been waiting. Did you enjoy my little present?
Who's our diplomat?
No.
Yeah, I was waiting for
it. It was
like,
really bad, actually. Thank you for which asking.
One
are you,
yeah, which one is he even talking about?
Oh, that's so sad. Anyways, I'm almost done, so if you wouldn't mind waiting over there.
Huh?
And then he's like scurrying around the pentagram on the circle, and he's like drawing other stuff, like filling in lines and such.
Oh, so this is a dud, so we could like stop you right now?
What if we remove people from the spokes
1 minute. Just give me 1 minute.
Guys, we have 1 minute.
Let's not give him a minute.
Yeah, let's not give him a minute.
Well, let's move our friend, since he's obviously using our friends to, what's the word? Like, as the components of the pentagram to summon whatever he's summoning.
Yes.
So we move them out of it. That'll help.
Easy.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Who's brave enough to do it first?
Nessa's going. Nessa's booking
it. Can I have Morpeko do like little zaps to wake people up?
Let's go ahead and let's roll initiative.
Whoa. That's a good way to decide. And confirming you're doing the trainer's dexterity, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
I got a dirty 20.
Wow.
8.
Also 8.
Killing it with the 1.
I think
what's your dex?
It's +5. So I think
mine's +2.
Okay.
Yeah, you're up.
Kabu's the higher 8.
Oh, 10.
What was Milo's again?
1.
Okay.
And for the record, our Pokemon still have their knives, right?
Correct. Yeah. And you still have your knife attack that you can reference in voice text chat.
Chompers is staying strapped.
Keep that thing on him.
Nessa, you are first up.
Nessa is absolutely overwhelmed with grief and rage. She is not thinking clearly. She is going to use her turn to try to get over to Sonia and Leon and get them the hell out of this sacrifice ritual.
Yeah. How much movement do you have?
30.
30. Okay. You would have to take all of your movement to go. It was like a opening like stairwell that led down either side. So to go around the stairwell to the pentagram, it would take all your movement for that turn.
Okay, does that mean I can't, like, pull them out then?
No, you just have to take all your movement to get over there.
Fuck it, we ball. I'm gonna try.
Cool. You do that. And I think that is just your turn, unless you want Chompers to do anything.
I'm gonna tell Chompers to listen to my friends.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
In case something happens to me.
Nessa really giving it all here. All
right. Bede, you are up next. Beady.
Fabulous.
Better.
All right. I'm going to see if I can have Hatterene use Psychic to like pull somebody out of one of the points.
Yeah. Make an intelligence check.
Ha 2.
Delightful.
Yeah, who are you targeting with this?
Let's go with B.
B, yeah, okay. Sorry, I got B and BD mixed up in my head. I'm like, wait, you're not laying in the circle. Yeah, you see B's body begin to glow and then levitate for a moment and then quickly just fall back to the ground.
No!
Damn.
I'm gonna yell. And then I'll run up too with my own movement, and then that'll be my turn.
Cool. Next is the Black Knight's turn. From his back, he pulls out a giant battle axe with his left hand. And from his right hand, he pulls out a Pokeball. And he is going to send out a Pokemon as the laser disintegrates, I guess. And you see what this Pokemon revealed. You see a giant dragon-type Pokemon with 3 heads.
Of course. Of course it is. That is spooky.
Cool.
Use the knives to cut off its heads.
True.
Oh, true.
Oh my god.
It was all part of the plan.
Okay. We did say taking out a Pokemon was a free action, didn't we?
At the start of combat, yeah.
So since Nessa's getting a little close, a little too close for comfort, he's going to take a swing at Nessa with his battle axe.
Oh, shit.
Yo, what the fuck? Okay.
Hey, yo. Goodbye, Nessa.
Can I dodge?
R.I.P.
Does a 24 break your armor class?
R.I.P.
Goodbye, Nessa.
All right, let me roll for damage.
When your arm gets cut off, Santa Scorch can cauterize the wound.
So sick.
You guys can use
you take. He actually lowered really fucking low. You take 7 points of slashing damage.
Oh.
Like, it just barely nicks your arm. Yeah.
Dude, I'm fine.
They'd revive it.
Fuck this guy.
You can cut your arm off, dude.
Nessa sticks her tongue out at him.
Oh, God.
That was rude.
I don't care. It was rude of you to drug me and my friends.
I love villains like this, dude. They're so sick.
Hey, wait. Hold on.
Yeah, that will be the end of his turn. Next up is Kabu.
Kabu. Let's see. I'm going to have... So Kabu has a little bit more walk. I'm going to have him dash.
Ooh.
So to double his movement and use no action to... wait, what's our action economy here? Is there one or two per trainer? And like their mons.
I'm going to say one per trainer, one per mon.
Okay, great. Kabu will dash to like the opposite side of the pentagram to where the from where the guy is standing and prepare to retrieve one of the two people who are nearest him. I'm having a hard time visualizing who is in which corner, but
yeah, you run, you make your way all the way around his back while he's slashing at Nessa.
Mm-hmm.
To the top of the pentagram, and it would be Sonia on your right and Piers on your left.
Sonia and Piers, understood.
Mm-hmm.
Two people with emotional connections to the people who we are partied with.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Kabu will just prepare to do something with them on his next available turn. And Santa Scorch will be given the command to slither on up to Hydreigon. I'm not sure how far Hydreigon is, but... Santa Scorch does have 35 walk and is almost 10 feet long.
I'd say, yeah, you'd get to there. You'd get melee range if you're wanting to swing at him.
Excellent. And gonna go for a bug bite.
Cool. Roll to hit.
Rolling to hit bug bite. A natural one. Very good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, as Santa Scorch runs in to take a bite out of this Hydreigon, one of its heads that it uses as an arm just smacks him away.
Kabu sees this and he closes his eyes and he thinks fondly about his past life experiences, of which he has many because he is kind of old, and he triggers his passive, Kabu's unrelentingly positive outlook on life, and this allows all Pokemon controlled by Kabu to attack twice. So,
Roll
go
me
for
another attack.
An additional bug bite. That's a dirty 20.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, that definitely breaks his armor class. Right. Roll your damage.
Is it any particular effectiveness?
I think it might be.
If we're talking strict Pokemon, like if it is truly Hydreigon, then yes, it is super effective. But
then yes, it is super effective.
And we're doubling the damage dice?
Yep.
Okay. Dealing 44 points of bug type damage.
Yeesh.
That's a big
hit. Yeah, you take a huge chunk out of this guy. Yeah, no. As you get swatted away from the first bug bite, Santa Scorch uses that momentum to do a complete 180 and circle back around, and while Hydreigon's arm is still out from the swipe, Inferno takes a massive bite out of the arm, dealing 44 points of bug type damage.
Is there any world where this Hydreigon is holding a berry?
No.
Okay, that's fine. I believe that'll be it for Kabu then.
All right, Marnie, it is your turn.
How many people, if I were to go to the center of the pentagram, how many people would be in a 10-foot radius?
Six. The five laying on the ground and Kabu.
Where's the Hydreigon and Homeboy?
They are a little outside of the 10-foot radius to the south of you.
Okay. So I could get to within 10 feet of him and a few others.
Correct.
Excellent. So it says Aura Wheel is an electric move, but in the description it says it does fire damage.
Oh, that was fucking...
It's supposed to be electric?
Yeah, I copied that from something else.
Totally fine.
But
so
also...
it being electric is more what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Because a little zap zap will wake everybody up.
Okay.
Is that not it?
Are you?
But then so I can also do damage to the big bad.
Let me pull up your sheet. Is Aura Real a save?
It is a save.
An attack? Oh, God. Okay.
It's a DC 20 deck save.
Holy DC God. 20 deck DC save.
20? What the fuck?
Yeah, well, I made it pretty strong.
Good. Yeah.
I had the thought of, like, I don't know, I like playing Xenoblade and I like playing broken shit, and so sometimes playing broken shit can be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So, for sure. That was kind of my idea.
So the goal for the people who are unconscious is to kind of zap them awake.
Okay. I'm going to have to make a lot of rolls. Kabu, also make a dexterity save.
Oh, easy for Kabu. He's born in the dex saves. As he gets a 9.
It's not a 20.
It's not a 20.
Not a 20.
Good thing he's healed by Calyrex.
Yeah, okay. Roll your damage.
Okay. 31.
That's 31 on a fail and half as much on a save.
Yes.
So we'll say 15 on a save. Okay.
Yes. That's your trainer.
Kabu, Leon, Sonya, and Alistair take full damage.
Nice.
And they do not wake up.
Uh-oh.
Nessa starts screaming at this child.
Oh my God.
What do you think you're doing?
Zip zaps. Wakey wakey.
Go so zip true. Zap yourself.
Zip zap these nuts.
Oh my God.
All right, let's engage in PvP.
What about Big Bad? How much damage did Big Bad take?
He was outside of range of it.
I was trying to get in range of him. That was the goal.
Oh, I thought you said you were jumping in the center of the circle.
No.
Just off center to get him in range.
Okay. Then he needs to make a roll too.
So it was like that south corner and him.
Ooh. He does not have incredibly high dex because he's wearing a suit of armor.
He's also holding a battle axe. So.
Is it metal armor?
It is.
Hmm.
How does that affect being zip zapped?
Hey, yo, shocking grasp effects.
He crit his deck save, so I'm going to say it doesn't.
No.
Yeah, valid.
It does no damage, as per the save.
Crit whatever, usually means does no damage, yeah.
Yeah.
It's up to the DM, but that is what we've been doing for the Paco.
I think I'll take that.
Okay.
Shit. I did nothing productive.
Kabu gives a thumbs up, and as he winces, he's proud.
It's a little like, as he gives his thumbs up, like a little like pop of static like pops off his head.
Yeah.
Nessa, you know, like when you beat her in the game and she starts like ripping her hair out.
Yeah.
That's her right now.
Hell yeah.
All right, Milo.
Oh my God. Okay.
Oh, Marty, was that it? Do you have anything else? Or
no.
Any bonus actions? Any
nothing else? I'm begging you.
You know what? I could. I don't know how many uses of local celebrity I get per rest or long rest or whatever, but if I can.
Three.
Okay, so I used one last session, one so far. So I'll give my last one to Milo.
You got a full
heal. Oh, the full heal restores that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
We're treating it as like a long rest.
Okay. Milo, you got this.
He can hear
so
me.
So you get 1d12 to use as you please, Milo.
Excellent. Okay.
Let's on ability checks roll. Or attack. Oh, you could use it on attacks too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do I have to apply the stat before I roll?
You have to call that you're going to use it, yeah.
Right. Okay. How far away is the Black Knight from me at this point?
You're still in the doorway, so you're still about 30 feet.
Oh, wait. We should erase the pentagram on the floor.
Yes, that could have been a good use of your turn for sure.
Well, yeah, so you almost killed my best friend.
Yeah.
Let's chill.
Zip zap, wake up!
No.
I don't know if that's going to work.
It didn't.
And please don't try again.
Just because you have to be tased to get out of bed doesn't mean everyone does, you know?
Just above the table side note, if this was Call of Cthulhu, the max HP is like 12. So that would have actually killed everybody.
Okay, so how big is this dude?
He's pretty towering. I'm gonna say he's about 8 feet tall with all the armor and everything.
Okay. Two dudes in an armor suit.
He could be.
Two short kings.
It's short Burton, shield Burton.
So
Swordbird and Shieldbird.
So I'm gonna attempt actually as Milo to like leap onto his back since he's clearly like much bigger than me. And ooh. I don't think he'll be able to actually grab onto me because he's a big man in a suit of armor.
Yeah, make a let me look at the rules for grapple.
Yeah, I was like, is that a grapple?
Yeah.
Hard to finish drawing your pentagram when you're being attacked.
That's just what happens. So yeah, let's say give me two checks. Make a dex check for the leap and then a strength check for the actual grapple.
Okay. I crit the leap. So lucky.
Of course you did.
Oh my god, and 23 on the grapple.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, no, you come flying off the staircase. Like like Luchador. Just arms flailing in the air. Just King Kong just grabs around him. You get a good grip, like one arm around his other battle axe arm, and then one arm over his shoulder, and you have him. You are attached to this man. He's a little bit taller than you, so he can walk. Technically, with grappled, the movement speed becomes zero. But yeah, so. You have him. You have him pinned.
I got you. You're gut.
Let's go.
Appleton, do the same thing. Get off.
Stop. Get off. Body press. Ooh, that's a fun one. What is that a save or is that a roll to hit?
That's just a roll to hit, yeah.
Yeah, roll that shit.
21.
21. Yeah, no, that hits him.
For super effective damage.
Oh, you were going the high dragon. Okay. For some reason. I had it crossed that you were body pressing the knight.
Oh, that'd be so crazy. While Milo's on it.
No, an high dragon, that's 20 damage.
Yeah, this high dragon's pretty fucking beat up, guys. In game terms, you could tell he would be in the yellow.
Ooh, nice. Still got to stop the ceremony or whatever it is.
So true. Okay, that probably is
my turn, back to the top then. Nessa.
Yeah.
Okay, first things first. The most important thing. I'm not going to hurt a child, don't worry. I am, however, going to use my passive, Vicious Mockery, and just start ripping into the knight. I'm going to call him ugly. I'm going to call him tacky. I'm going to say his armor is not very shiny, and his Hydreigon is ugly.
Wow.
So he has to make a DC 18 wisdom save throw or take 3d4 typeless damage and have disadvantage on his next attack made before the end of his next turn.
Ooh. So what was that save he had to make? Wisdom?
DC 18 wisdom.
He got a natural one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He seems pretty fucking stupid.
What a dummy.
Yeah, he cannot handle this verbal abuse.
I want him in tears on his hands and knees.
Yeah, what, that's a ghetto.
Why would you say these things to me?
Because they're true.
That's horrible.
And that's why your mother never loved you.
You've already fucked me up enough. Why do you keep doing this to me?
That's what you deserve. And then I'm going to try to pull Sonya out of the ring. I'm close enough to do that now.
Was your Vicious Mockery a bonus action or an action?
Oh, I thought it was a bonus action. Well, you know, it was funny.
It was. It was worth it. How much damage did he take?
Nine.
Hell yeah. Yeah, no, you completely obliterate his psyche for like 2 seconds and then he shakes it off and he is back up and ready to go.
Does he still get disadvantage on his next attack?
He does.
Okay.
He's still kind of feeling it, but he's trying to shake it off, you know.
I love villains like this. They're so funny.
Putting on a brave face. He's going to be brave.
How could you say this about me? He's this
why
tough
would
guy.
You say this to me? He says, trying to summon the devil.
No, that's fire, honestly. It's so good.
All right. If that is the end of Nessa's turn, do you want Chompers to do anything?
Chompers is going to... Well, where is he in, like, relation to the baddies?
He's still kind of in the doorway. We'll say he's been, like, slowly, like, waddling his way up.
Okay.
Hesitant because he hasn't received any instructions.
What's his movement? He can walk 25 feet, but then he can't stab the guy. Well, if he's slowly but surely been making his way in...
I'm going to say probably just over the walking. One turn, he's hesitantly, I'm going to give you like 5 feet. So if you wanted to do the 25, he would be there, melee range.
Okay. I have better moves to use, but I want Chompers to try to stab
the guy.
The knight who's being grappled.
Okay.
Exactly.
And who has disadvantage.
Exactly. Just sink the knife into the chink in the armor, you know?
Yeah. Roll. It never said a roll, did it?
Uh-uh.
We'll just say it's off of dex. It's not really a strength weapon. Yeah, roll a dex.
He's not the most dexterous turtle. Oh, yeah, he is. An 18, baby. He's stabbing.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I'm going back to the grapple.
Good. I'm on top of the world right now.
18 does not break his armor class.
Chompers did his best.
So, yeah, as Chompers, he runs up with a knife, Zacian style, jumps at him, and as he attempts to slice with the knife, do a big behemoth bash, it just kind of chinks off the armor.
Oh.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
And if that is it, I believe it is. Who is next up? Beatty.
My turn. And we're going for a classic. You've seen it. You know it. You love it. It's Dazzling Gleam.
Hell yeah. That's a save, right? What's the DC?
Yes. 15, and it's a con save.
Ooh. No. Constitution. He rolled an 18 with his modifier.
Okay, so he takes staff damage.
And it's going to be, we'll just say regular damage because it is super effective.
Exactly.
Perfect. So roll your damage.
Perfect. That will be 22.
Ooh.
Fairy type damage.
Yeah, he is, this Hydreigon has come out of its Pokeball and immediately got beat up. He is not doing too hot.
Get wrecked. Actually, for real.
For real.
That's all about.
No cap.
Get wrecked.
Cool. Is that it? Is Bede going to do anything?
Yes. Bede will try to pull... We'll go for B again. Out.
So, you hadn't actually made any movement yet. Because you tried to do it with Hatterene before.
I thought I said it at the end. That with
Bede, oh, yeah, you did move. Yeah. Okay, cool. Make a strength check to try to drag them.
Cool. I'm not very strong, but I believe... Four.
You know, Bede's got the strength of heart, you know.
So true.
Yeah, so you grab Bede by their arms, and then you attempt to drag them, and you get them about a good 4 inches.
The Bede and the B is confusing me, but I just have to listen better.
Bede is pulling B, yeah.
I did this intentionally to confuse everyone.
Yeah, so great job.
All right. If that is it, it is the baddie's turn. So we're going to start off with a nice, fun dragon rage from the Hydreigon. Uh-huh. He is mad. We're going to say, because it's a 100-foot line.
That's a long line.
Yeah.
You blasted.
We're going to say everyone that's like south of the pentagram. So not Milo and not Bede, because I believe Bede is on the other side. So it's just going to be Nessa, Chompers, Marnie, Morpeko. I think that's it.
I would imagine, is Centiscorch? Centiscorch was in melee range.
He's still melee range. Yeah, and Centiscorch.
Okay.
They all need to make...
I have a question.
Strength check, yes.
If I want to use my inherit arcane abilities.
Ooh. Remind me what that is. It was definitely not a month ago when I made that sheet.
When a Pokemon makes a ranged attack against Bede, his Pokemon, or any of his allies and their Pokemon, Bede may choose to cancel that ranged attack entirely.
What the fuck, Bede?
You got counterspelled. Yeah, Hydreigon goes to charge this big, massive beam, and then as it unleashes from his mouth, it just dissipates and disappears.
Bede, what the fuck? God.
This kid's broken.
Counterspell, dude.
Dude, Calyrex was right about these kids.
Yeah, Calyrex knows. It's the kids specifically. They're going to save the world.
Even though Marnie did try to kill a lot of them.
It doesn't matter. It's all part of the plan.
As long as one of the kids does it, we'll take the credit. Sick. So I guess it is now the Black Knight that's going to take an action. He's going to try to break this grapple. There's this annoying guy on me and I want to get him off.
He's probably is he disadvantaged or is that only attacks?
Is that? It says disadvantage on attack rolls only. It doesn't say only, but it says attack rolls. I'm going to say no. We're going to say it's going to be opposing strength checks between him and Milo. It's going to be kind of a rodeo. He's going to be like trying to shake you off and grab you and throw you off, and it's going to be a rodeo to hold on.
Fun.
Cool. He rolled a 10.
You said it's opposing strength?
Yeah.
I rolled an 18.
Yeah, no, nah, he does not break you off, and he is still grappled.
Get wrecked.
Farmer strength, baby.
Milo's been doing some hoeing around, if you know what I'm saying.
Ayo.
The Gen 3 fan base is dying, like if you a true hoe.
Yeah, true.
Cool, I guess that's it. Damn, y'all got this man on lockdown. Kabu, it is now your turn.
Kabu? I'm Kabu, that's right.
Yeah,
I was waiting for Kabu. I was like, oh yeah, I'm Kabu. Cool. Kabu dashed over here to get in position to pull a person. He will roll a dice to decide if it's going to be Sonya or Piers. He chooses Sonya. He's going to pull her out of the pentagram, if possible.
Yeah, make a strength check.
Kabu strength. That is a 6.
6? Yeah, you managed to pull her out like a foot or two. Okay. Like, she's no longer entirely in the pentagram, but, like, the lower half of her body still is.
Okay, Kabu feels like his age is starting to get to him. But while he is tugging on Sonya to get her out of there, he will command Centiscorch to go for that bug bite.
Hell yeah. Into the Hydreigon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe this time he'll find a berry.
To hit.
that's an 11 to hit.
That does not connect.
No. I don't have a limit on Kabu's unrelentingly positive outlook on life. Do you have one?
You do not. That is every.
Okay.
That is all attacks that you make.
Then we will do it again because Kabu is so positive. Just inspiring Centiscorch to give it another shot, please, please. Is that a 6 or a 9? This dice. Okay, it's a 9. So 18.
That does connect. Roll your damage.
42 bug damage. Chomp, 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 chomp.
Holy shit. Yeah. As Centiscorch leaps in for this bite, completely goes for Hydreigon's jugular.
Yeah.
And with that, Hydreigon falls defeated.
Yeah.
It's a pretty bloody scene. There's like blood everywhere going off, and a little bit of it got on the pentagram.
Uh-oh. I'm proud of you, Centiscorch. Inferno.
Cool. Inferno.
Is that it? Yeah, I think that's it, because yeah, Kabu did something.
Yeah.
All right, Marnie.
Okay. Little zap-zaps didn't do it.
No, didn't quite.
Can I throw Morpeko at the knight and have it use Aura Wheel again?
Yeah, go for it.
Do I need to roll to throw Morpeko?
Morpeko, let me see Aura Wheel.
All creatures in the area must succeed. 10-foot
radius.
Yeah.
I'll say you can just kind of like roll into him. You're not super far away. Like, you can just make that attack. If you want to flavor it as a roll, you can, but yeah, you can just make that attack.
Well, I want like Morpeko to be on the guy. Like, make the attack like within melee range of him. So that way it maybe only hits him and unfortunately Milo because.
It is a 10-foot radius, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it hits.
Morpeko's there.
Him, Milo, and anyone else in melee range, so Chompers and Centiscorch.
Okay. No fucking way, bro.
Centi can take it.
Do we accept the terms of the Aura Wheel?
Centiscorch does, for sure.
It's a super effective on Chompers?
Yeah, that would be. Oh, no, you used it last turn, so your hunger switched, so it is dark type this turn.
Okay.
Oh, that's a resist. Oh. Wait, does bug resist dark?
No.
No, it's super effective into it.
Oh, yeah, shit, it resist. Yeah, okay. Yep. Dang it. Okay. Neutral.
Classic
if
bug
you
type.
You hurt
think
my
resist
turtle,
anything,
right? I swear to God.
Okay. So that is a DC 20 deck save for everybody in range.
Easy. Yep.
So, Milo.
I'm just holding a guy.
15.
Dirty 3.
Yeah.
Dirty 3? Okay.
15. What's what, dark damage this time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. 15. What about Night Guy?
Oh, shit. I have to be rolling dice, too. And it was Dex. He does not make it.
Excellent.
So everyone failed.
29.
It's a chunk.
That does hit Milo if Milo didn't meet the save.
Cool.
Chompers forgives you for the greater good.
And can Marnie, as Marnie, try to pull Pierce out of the pentagram?
Yeah, make that strength check.
Come on, Marnie. Boy! Her strength is minus one. 17.
17? Yeah, you're able to completely drag him out of the pentagram.
Sibling love.
Hell yeah.
He's got a little blood on him, though. From the high dragon.
Ooh.
Jugular being ripped open by Sun of Scorch.
Gross.
Cool. If that is it for Marnie, it is Milo time.
Okay. Let's see. So we're still... I gotta maintain the grapple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then we're gonna... What if...
Is there a...
grapple, right?
Is condition that... ends if it is removed from the grappled creature or from the reach of the... We don't really have a condition to, like, break it. Yeah.
It's only... He has to break it, yeah.
He has to break out, yeah. No. I will say you can't make an action. If that's fair.
That's fair.
Can you not, like, kick him from on his back?
No, we just said I'm not allowed to make an action.
Take his axe.
I
let him go. Let him go and take his axe.
No, I'm not going to let him go. I want to apple acid his axe.
Ooh, let me pull up apple acid.
It's a big cone is the issue.
Yeah.
It's a 30-foot cone for apple acid, so it's like... But I want to target his axe somehow.
You would target his axe, him, and yourself.
Can I body press his axe? Is that too much? Is Appleton too big for that?
Nah.
Break his axe.
Yeah.
Turnover gets on your back and does the apple acid, like, over your shoulder onto his axe.
Let's say opposing death, or not death, opposing dexterity checks.
Okay. I accept
that. God, this Black Knight is rolling so fucking low today.
I got an 8, so...
Ooh, what's your modifier?
No, that's with the modifier.
Oh, okay. No, he has a 8 plus 5.
Okay.
Oh, no, this is dex. That's 8 minus 1. No, it's 7. No, you win.
Let's go!
So, yeah, he's got a big suit of armor on him. He's not very dexterous. So, yeah, as turnover, normally with body press, it's like, you know, they launch themselves up and then they fall on them.
Yeah.
Turnover just launches himself into the axe and then it completely disarms him, knocking the axe out of his hand. And I'm going to say it flies to the corner of the room. He no longer has access to it.
Got him. That's all my actions.
Cool, cool, cool. Not looking great for your guy. That is back up to the top with Nessa.
Okay. Nessa is not messing around anymore. She's not going to be a bitch for fun. She's just going to get the job done. She's going to go over to Sonia and get her completely out of the pentagram.
Yep. Strength check. She's half out, right? Because Milo...
Yeah, she's like half out. Like, can she still be sacrificed, like, if she's halfway in there? I don't know.
I don't know. Can't she?
We'll have to find out.
I don't know, but I care about my best friend, so... what's my strength? Oh, it's 0. Okay, 19.
19. Yeah, no, you get her the fuck out of there. You, like, throw her over the shoulder, and, like, you can, like, book it if you want.
I think she'd be mad if I didn't save her alleged true love. So...
Alleged, ooh.
I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay with her until I can save him, too.
Well, okay. Yeah, but, Sonia is out of the circle.
I will, like, cool. kind of push her off to the side, though.
Anything with Chompers?
You know, Chompers is
mad. This
guy's
still standing, you know?
Chompers pissed. He's like, he got such a good roll. He was feeling so crazy. And yet he still couldn't stab him. So Chompers wants to try again.
Go for it.
He wants to go again. He's not going again. He got a 10.
He got a 10? No, that does not meet the armor class.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Yeah, another... Somehow, being grappled, he is still able to parry this knife with his suit of armor. That's it. Bead time.
Bead time. All right. I'm going to keep trying to pull people out. I'll have Hatterene try the psychic thing again on Alistair this time.
Alistair. Okay. Make an intelligence check.
14?
That meets whatever bullshit number I came up with. Yeah, I'm gonna say you're able to float him gently out of the circle.
Hooray! And then with me, myself, I will try to pull B out again.
Yeah, make that strength check.
Hooray, I'm finally rolling well. 17?
Yeah, you fully pull them out of the circle.
Yes, my friends. I don't have friends.
I'm pissed off at this guy on my back. I'm going to be honest. Get the fuck off.
Okay. Power word, get the fuck off.
Opposed strength check. Yeah.
Power word, get off me, bro.
He did not roll.
No, 15, 17, sorry.
Yeah, he got a 13 with this modifier.
Power word, I'm staying on, brother.
He cannot do anything.
Hold
on. I'll just say initiative's over while you have him grappled.
Nice.
I'm still going to hold on to that initiative order, but we're going to say we're out of initiative.
Okay. First order of business, get the homies out of the pentagram. Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Ness is going to save Leon too and then put Sonya and Leon by each other.
They must be together even when they are perishing.
Even in death.
Yeah.
Ethan. Marnie's gonna like rub her combat boot on the ground to try to like smudge the pentagram away.
You notice whatever was drawn at this has been absorbing the blood from Hydreigon and has been filling out the lines of the outline of it.
No.
So as you try to smudge it away, it quickly reforms.
Uh-oh. Cool beans.
All right, Senna Scorch. I wish we didn't have to do this. Drink up all the blood.
Oh my god.
No, I'm kidding. Maybe. Am I kidding? I don't know. Am I?
Let go of me.
I have a water type.
We can just like wash
the blood away. Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna spray with acid.
That might be better than Santa's drinking it, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, can I ask Chompers to use his liquidation to just make a big old wave and wash all that nonsense away?
No.
And that guy too. Can we drown him?
Hey,
we're in the room too.
Y'all don't even know who he is.
That's fine.
Oh, wait, you gotta unmask him like Scooby Doo style.
Quick, gang, unmask him.
It's old man Jenkins.
The honors.
Oh my god, no.
So what's the action? What are we doing?
Hatterene should take off the helmet, I think.
Yeah.
All right. With her big long arm.
Yeah.
She will do it.
Yeah, with her big long arm, she reaches up to the top of this. What did we say? He was 8 feet tall. This 8 feet tall knight yoinks off the helmet. As she yoinks off the helmet, you see a young man with kind of darker skin and short purple hair.
No way, it was Hop?
It's a Hop?
Oh my fucking...
What?
Hop's a child.
Villain arc moment?
Wait.
You people would always bully me.
Oh, no.
You deserve it.
Creator that, I already found a master that gave me true strength.
Oh, Ew. No.
Wait, were you always 8 feet tall?
The weren't stilts. Shut up.
Who are you working for, and what is your problem?
You will never find out who I am working for.
Chompers,
you will never stop my
plans
of what I am doing. Hop?
I tighten my grip on him. Keep the strong arm going.
We are going to make another opposed check because he is trying very hard to fuck you over. Yeah, go ahead, roll yours.
15.
Yeah, he got a 25.
Okay. Hop.
He shook you off, and with that movement, he took off one of his gauntlets and then bit his thumb down enough to where he's bleeding, and then put his thumb on the pentagram.
Oh no, he didn't.
As his blood starts to fill the pentagram along with Hydreigon's, the center of the pentagram begins to glow with this dark and kind of reddish aura. And with this gloomy, kind of like jaggedy, almost like electricity looking hands begin sprouting out of the center. There is 5 of them, and they are looking for people to take.
I offer up Hop.
No, Drew.
Who was left? Because y'all only pulled 4 out, I think.
Oh, no.
I think Alistair, right?
No, Alistair got floated. Yeah.
No,
I think it was just Leon.
Oh, yeah. Oh! Maybe?
Wait, no. I got Leon. I got Leon. No,
oh,
I
yeah,
got
yeah. Pulled
him out.
Put him
next to Sonya. We got everybody. Yeah, we got everybody.
Hop wishes he could sacrifice Leon.
Yeah, you got Pierce. Real. Yeah. Cool. So they're going to need to make a reach. First off, Hop throws his body into the middle of it. One of the hands grabs him by the neck, yanks him out of the super suit of armor completely, and drags him underground. And then another hand goes for the Hydreigon and slowly drags the Hydreigon over and pulls him into the kind of this misty void in the center. I guess when you
water.
Is it possible to like rock tomb the gloom hands to, so they don't take Hop and Hydreigon?
Right, I don't want to apple acid the gloom hands.
Like, can we fight back?
Let's get back into initiative then.
Okay, same order?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's still their turn, and they're going to start making grabs. So who is defending who, I guess?
I'm defending Leon and Sonya.
I think Kabu is also there.
I'm defending Pierce.
He had Sonya.
I was just on Hop.
I can defend the other kids.
I'd say Milo, that puts you closest to, I believe it was B that was in that corner.
Okay. I guess I'll be trying to defend B.
Cool. They are making a grab for Leon and Sonya.
Of course he is.
It wouldn't be dramatic if it wasn't.
Not the lovers.
No.
That we just found out about.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nessa. I'm going to say make a dex check, but with emphasis.
What is that?
So what you're going to do is you're going to roll two die, and you're going to take the one that is furthest away from 10. So this is either going to be a really high roll or a really low roll.
I got a 12 and I got a 5. So I guess the 5 is further away from 10.
You are taking the 5, correct. I'm going to say you successfully managed to swat away one of the hands that was trying to take Sonya, but one of them manages to grab Leon and in a second just kind of yoinks him into the portal.
No, isn't Kabu there too?
Oh yeah, I guess Kabu was there.
It's Kabu, save Leon! Move it, old man! Yeah,
we'll say make a... He's already been grabbed and you can make a grab at him.
Perfect. Come on, Kabu.
How nimble's the gray fox, dude?
Use those Hwenian reflexes to get a dirty 10.
Dirty 10. That is... Ooh, that meets. Hmm.
Grab onto those ankles.
Meets favors the attacker.
Yeah, but the hand's the one attacking.
Oh.
But Kabu's attacking the attack.
Kabu was the one doing the attacking.
Kabu, yeah, he's the one.
Kabu's really doing the reactionary attack.
If we want to compromise, then Kabu can hold on to Leon as Leon's being dragged. So Kabu is also therefore being dragged, but is more of a train, perhaps? Just proposing.
Or slowed down a little bit. He didn't just get yeeted in.
For a meeting in the middle, I don't think either of them should particularly succeed, but neither of them should also particularly fail, is my opinion.
I'll say you stopped it this turn, but you're going to have to make another check next turn, or you are going to get yeeted into the portal as well.
Understood.
Question before we go on. Are Hop and Hydreigon, like, are they gone? Are they done?
They are already gone, correct.
Oh, God. Okay.
So that was two of the hands for Hop and Hydreigon. One went for Sonya and failed. One went for Leon. So we've got one more. He is going to make a tiny little grab. Just the tiniest little one at Piers. So Marnie, make an opposed dex check.
Oi! Fuck!
Hell yeah.
That was an 8.
Yeah. we're at 1, 2. Okay. As this hand goes up to you, it phases through you and then grabs Piers and then yoinks Piers between your legs, knocking you off your feet. I'm not going to say you're prone or anything. I'm just doing that for flavor. And yeah, Piers gets sucked into this portal.
Piers!
Yay! Piers,
no!
I'm going to say that's the end of the turn. It's Kabu time.
Kabu has to maintain the grasp. But
correct.
He also is going to protect Leon with all he's got. So he will ask Centiscorch to elongate the train by another near 10 feet of centipede and attempt to pull backwards by grabbing Kabu.
Okay. So it's Leon, Kabu, and then 10 feet of Centiscorch.
Correct.
Okay.
We gotta do this, gamers.
I'm just gonna say you do that. I'm not saying you make any... like headway, like it's still a dead even.
Yeah.
But whenever we make the check next turn.
Okay.
That'll give you a little extra bonus.
I can agree to that.
Cool. Well, and if that's it for Kabu, then Marnie.
So is Pico back to being zippy zappy?
It is electric, yeah. You did use Aura Wheel.
What happens if you zip zap the glowing pentagram portal?
Oh. I guess you would have to find out.
Oh.
But Leon and Kabu and Sentascorch are technically in the portal. Or not in the portal, but
attached.
Like the
to
center
it.
Of the star is the portal, and so the arms that were coming out of the star are still technically, that's where everyone is. I mean everyone, I mean Leon.
But it is a 10-foot radius. So if I'm doing it just at the portal.
Yeah, I'd say you'd still hit.
Yeah, radius is pretty
Leon.
Yeah.
Leon at minimum.
Yeah.
And if it is on the other side, then it would also put you in range. And Bede and
okay.
Hatterene, yeah.
Leon's already been zapped. Maybe this one will wake him up.
So how are you positioning it? Because you're hitting Leon regardless, so it's either you're going to hit Leon, Kabu, and Sentascorch, or you're going to hit Leon yourself, Bede, and Hatterene.
I would like, if possible, for Kabu to just mentally astral project into Marnie's mind an image of him wincing and giving a thumbs up.
Oh my fucking god.
Nessa remembers how badly this went the last time and is giving a thumbs down.
With astral projection. Very important.
Yeah.
Marnie.
I'd like to think that Bede is facilitating this using his arcane powers.
Or Pico not like backups. That way it's just the portal and I guess Leon if needed.
You do risk accidentally jumping into the portal.
The backed up is also putting
me at
yourself,
risk.
Yeah. Bede and your friend and their Hatterene, but you know, less important, I guess.
Bede didn't have friends.
That's true.
That's wait, true. I don't. So, you
so
can
how do we
want.
Feel about zip zap damage? Everybody on board?
No.
Whatever, man.
Kabu's on board.
Marnie accepts the.
So, to be clear, you are choosing to hit the hands, the Leon. Yeah. Yourself, Bede and Hatterene.
Yes.
Not conscious. Right. Okay, yeah, good luck.
Just remember, killing Leon is what Hop wanted, so.
Those are their brothers.
That's what matters.
Well,
brother side.
Not Leon's that,
it's a DC 20 dex check.
I think
yeah.
Marnie failed.
Okay, Hatterene got a 5.
That's a failure.
Bede also got a 5.
That is a failure. So everyone takes full damage.
Including the portal?
We'll see.
So that's 34 points of zip-zap damage.
Yeah. The portal is unaffected.
Oh, wow. I'm
but
shocked,
Leon actually. Is taking quite a bit of electric damage. This is his second hit, and he is looking very bloody and fried.
Still not waking up?
No.
Not even with his heart being jolted twice?
It's almost like he's under like some kind of magic thing or something, you know?
Electric beats magic.
True.
Right, I do remember that from the type chart, yeah.
Ness is really glad Sonya's also passed out.
Oh, we don't know what happened to Leon. He just got, like, electrically fried somehow. It's fine.
Yeah, maybe he stuck a fork in a socket. He's kind of stupid, girl. I don't know. Pick better, I guess.
Red flag, honestly.
Cool.
I
guess that, unless...
Marnie's whole turn.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I all have right. one more local celebrity.
Yeah. Also, just a reminder, Milo, I think you have it.
I still have it.
Oh, he still has it?
Yeah.
I didn't use it.
Okay. Who else should I give it to? Oi, Kabu! You're great!
Keep it up, kid.
Because then you can use it on your big, strong Save Leon vibes.
Perfect.
Cool. Milo, what you got?
Okay. Hard to follow up that one.
Apple acid the portal.
I don't think so. That sounds like a horrible idea, and people will get hurt from it. There's 3 hands left, yeah?
There is. Hop was grabbed.
Mm-hmm.
Hydreigon was grabbed. Piers was yoinked.
Yeah.
Is mid-yoink.
So there's 2 hands left. Mm-hmm. One of them is mid-yoinking Leon.
How close am I to that yoink?
You're I'm gonna say you're like not quite on the other side. You're like a third. If it's like a pie chart, it's like the third of the way of the circle, if that makes sense.
Well, it goes like a distance.
I'm gonna say it's only like 15 feet, yeah. Okay. So if you wanted to, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Have Milo join the train of Centiscorch God. Try to really pull this back, man.
All right. The anchor.
Yes.
Milo comes in.
Anchor Milo coming in.
And grabs the Centiscorch train.
Yeah.
All right. Is Turnover doing anything?
Turnover's going to stay and defend the homie B. So
B.
Yeah, just ready themselves to deflect. Gonna just try to drag and pulse the hands away if they try to like move closer to like push it back.
Yeah. Okay. And if that is your turn, we are back to Nessa.
Can I roll some sort of check on the portal to see what we can actually do? Is that just
That'd be great, actually.
Okay.
Make a perception check.
Perception check.
Mm-hmm.
For modifier wise, what is that based off of? Is it based
wisdom?
Fuck. I got a dirty zero.
You got a dirty zero.
I got a dirty zero.
You can't tell shit about what's going on with this portal.
Great.
It is scary. It's like there's some smoky energy. There's some big scary hands coming out trying to grab people.
Great. No, that's wonderful and awesome and incredible. Okay. So Piers, Hop, and Hydreigon are like unsalvageable. Like they're in the pit.
Yep.
That's really tough. I'm gonna ask Chompers, my beloved Dreadnought, to use Rock Tomb on one of the hands. Can I Rock Tomb the hand that's grabbing Leon without, you know, killing him because he's not doing great?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and is that a roll to hit or is that a save?
Hold on, a saving throw against my move DC. So I need a DC 19 strength save from the hands.
He does not make it.
Incredible. Yeah, I'm just gonna have Chomper spit his little rockies on him and see if that saves Leon.
Yeah, the rocks knock the hand kind of at the wristy area, and then he lets go of his grapple from Leon.
Okay, so they are corporeal. They're not just misty guys. Cool. Is that all my actions? Because I made a perception check and I'm too stupid to know, and then I had Chompers do something.
Yep, that would be it would be back to beat
all according to plan. I was considering something, but I will do this first. I think I will also try and make a perception check to see
if I can glean
any information about this portal. 19.
Ooh. Yeah, you kind of look into this portal and you perceive an entire different dimension that your brain cannot handle.
Oh no.
You see a bunch of these creatures that you don't have like a corporeal form to you. And with that, I'm going to say you take a d6 of damage.
I love taking a d6 of damage.
You perceived too much.
Do you want me to roll that, or are you...
I'm going to roll it. I'm also... Because you did get a good on the perception, so what did you... You gather that there is a... Let's say, like, an egg. These hands are coming out of this egg in this other world, and it is trying to feed, is what you gather.
An egg?
Yeah. You take 4 damage, but also take 4 damage away from your HP total.
Okay. All right.
Gloom.
Okay, real nice, y'all.
Okay. Here's the Kingdom Gamer.
No, that's fine. Interesting. Cool.
Sometimes Always beef cooks, winning. You know.
It's a cook or be cooked world.
Cool. I'm choosing to be cooked.
Yeah.
Cool.
You still have an action with Hatterene if you choose.
Yes, it's with Hatterene. So how many hands are flapping around?
2.
Is one of them restrained because he failed the rock tomb?
Good question.
Yeah, it says if it fails at the beginning of each turn, it may attempt to escape with a strength save against my move DC. But yeah, he do be rocked
up. We'll say he's prone. Like you hit him at the wrist.
Okay.
So like the rest of the arm is kind of like wiggling violently, trying to get out. And the hand's just kind of like, I don't know, almost making like a grabby motion.
I will psychic the other one then.
Okay. What is your purpose with the psychic?
That's actually a really good question. Doing damage.
Okay. Roll to hit.
I'm trying to obliterate this hand. That's a 14 to hit.
That does not hit.
Darn. All right, folks, I tried.
No, you tried great. You did a great job.
You did your best.
Thank you. Thank you. That will be all for my turn.
It is the portal's turn. He is going to make one last grab. I'm going to roll a die. See who he tries to grab at. I'm going to say who was left. B, and turnover was protecting him. Yes. Yeah, he's going to make a grab at B.
Ready. Do I get anything?
You did. You readied an attack specifically.
Yeah, I was ready to like try to Dragon Pulse it away from him as a defense.
I'm going to say, what is Dragon Pulse off of?
Yeah, I was hoping to use it to like knock it away. It just seems like raw damage, so it makes sense that it could do that.
It is based off of dex. So we're going to say like opposing dex checks.
Okay, I got a 14.
14. The creature got a 15 on the die, making a 16. So as they nimbly, almost like, you know how like a dragon flies, like it just kind of moves to the side and the rest of its body's there. Mm-hmm. Just kind of narrowly dodges this dragon pulse. I don't
get any bonus for prepping at all.
We should.
I did eat my whole turn for it.
Yeah, I'll give you advantage. Okay, make another roll.
That
helps.
Yeah. It did not. I got the same exact roll.
Okay. Yeah. As this hand nimbly dodges this dragon pulse, it makes a drag at Bede and quickly yumps it down. That is 4. And its other hand is prone. I'm going to say it's time. It cuts off the hand. As this hand gets severed off from the main egg, the egg rises from this portal, and the ground and the walls and the ceiling begin to shake. And that is where we'll end it.
Hello, and thank you for listening to the second part of the Galar Gala, DM'd by Jacob and including our editor Kira as a player. Thank you all for your patience as we catch up to the podcast release schedule, for at the moment we are just as far in the podcast as the listeners are at episode 81. So having bonus content like this being able to be released helps us out a lot. We hope you enjoyed, and we hope that you're looking forward to the next part of the Galar Gala coming soon. If you just can't wait, you can check out our Patreon on linktree.com/dunsparce, linktr.ee/dunsparce, and get early access to it. Otherwise, it will release on the main platforms soon. Thank you again so much for listening to Dunsparce and Drampa.
Yeah, what do you think's going on?
It's Sword Word and Shield, Bert.
Oh, it probably is.
Is it?
So true. They're definitely behind this. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, the Lord's invited.
No, but they sent us to jail.
Ooh.
Chairman Rose is a dumb Chairman motherfucker. He was just like, no, I was wrong. I'll turn myself in. We're good.
No, I was wrong. I'll turn myself in.
I think it's Symmetra from Dunsparce and Drampa.
Holy fuck. Holy, can you shit, imagine that plot twist?
The crossover of the century.
Ba, ba, ba.
I assume we don't have phones on us or anything. We can't call the... Is there... What's the equivalent? Do we have police? Oh, just, yeah. We do have police because you guys got into legal trouble. What am I talking about?
He's not that
like
old.
95. What are you talking about?
He's like,
Alan
older than Opal.
100 years old.
Yeah. Hang on. I'm doing a Google search.
Salt and Pepper King?
He's a silver fox.
He is a silver fox. Like, yeah, he's old, but like not that old, you know.
Like, true. He's old, but like he can get it.
True.
Who's really gonna give
Reddit
it to Kabu?
Reddit says 40 to 50.
Who's gonna give it to Kabu?
I'm sorry.
The
all new
pizza. Oh. The only thing anything official says is middle-aged man. Oh God, you can really hear my mouse, can't you?
Sometimes. Yeah.
All the time.
Okay.
What if your mouse was like, squeak, 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 squeak? Like, you had a mouse on your desk and you're like, oh God, you guys can hear my mouse.
Philip, what are you doing on the desk?
Oh no, no, this is even better. This whole campaign is you're being ratatouille'd by a mouse.
Oh my God, you didn't plan anything.
Yeah.
It's being ratatouille'd by Pikachu himself.
Yeah. Oh no. Sorry for you. I know this is a very serious scene, but we have to acknowledge that.
Holy fuck.
Jacob is being ratatouille'd by a mouse to DM.
That's why it's serious, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe the knife's being ratatouille'd.
True.